Welcome to Sports Med Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we described the study where the authors found that participation in the 11-plus kids program resulted in about a 50% lower healthcare costs compared with a usual youth soccer warm-up program. In the second post, we summarized a study where the researchers concluded that a platelet-rich plasma injection is more beneficial than steroid injection or placebo for long-term relief of pain and dysfunction associated with plantar fasciitis. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors conducted a meta-analysis to compare the effects of platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, and other treatments in people with plantar fasciitis. Three databases were searched for randomized clinical trials comparing PRP to non-surgical interventions such as steroid injection, whole blood, or placebo for plantar fasciitis. The outcome measures of interest were pain and function, measured by the visual analog scale, or the American Orthopedic Foot and Ankle Society score, or the Rolls and Maudsley score. The final analysis included 10 randomized clinical trials published between 2012 and 2017, with a combined total of 445 participants, who were mostly female. Those who received PRP, compared to the control, reported improved pain on the visual analog scale at 12 months post-injection, whereas no differences were observed at 1, 3, or 6 months post-injection. Comparable changes between 1 to 3 or 6 months were seen between PRP and steroid treatment, but differences during this time were observed between PRP and placebo. Similarly, patients who received PRP treatment reported increased function at 12 months post-injection. However, similar changes were observed at 1, 3, and 6 months compared with control treatments. In the study, the authors demonstrated that PRP may be more effective than other aggressive treatments for long-term pain relief and improved function. While reductions in pain were similar between PRP and steroid injections in the early phases of recovery, PRP was more effective at keeping the pain reduced a year after treatment. Furthermore, PRP injections were more successful at reducing the amount of dysfunction at the one-year follow-up compared with other treatments. Clinicians treating patients with plantar fasciitis may consider PRP injection a good option for pain relief and functional benefit. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media, and if you're an athlete trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our posts and these courses on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.